Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I am blessed to be back with you after a two-week sabbatical rest, and I'm excited to be sharing with you this week about living in the peace of God in a world of turmoil. Yes, our world is in turmoil. There is social unrest. There are food shortages. There are wars going on. Gas prices soaring. People struggling to make ends meet. Politicians expressing concern about World War III. And it is a time where there is tremendous turmoil in our world today. But the Bible promises us, as the people of God, that we can have God's peace no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances. We can have God's peace. So I hope you'll share these messages with your friends, living in God's peace in a world and a time of turmoil. Two passages that I'm going to be looking at all this week, we'll be repeating these again and again. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him," and that includes her, "in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Now there is a promise and a condition. Isaiah says, you, talking about Almighty God, you will keep him or her in perfect peace. Perfect peace means a full peace, a complete peace. It's not a halfway peace. It's something that God gives. So it is full and rich and complete. And you will keep him in perfect peace, Isaiah said. And here's the condition, whose mind is stayed on thee. So this is one of the lessons we're going to learn this week. If we're going to live in God's peace, we have to have a disciplined mind. Wow. We'll talk about that more this week. You will keep him or her in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And then John 15:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you." This is in the context of him telling the disciples that he's going to be leaving them. He's going to be going away. But he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Now, what kind of peace would his peace be? Well, it would be that perfect peace. It would be that full and that complete peace. "Peace I leave with you," Jesus said. "My peace, my own peace I give." And that word "give" carries a meaning of to bequeath as an inheritance. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give or bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So there again, we see a condition on the end of this where Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." In other words, guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your emotions. I'm going to leave you my peace as an inheritance. I'm giving you my own peace. So don't let your heart be troubled. Wow. Wonderful promises. Now, again, we'll be looking at those two passages again and again all week. Those are wonderful promises. I encourage you to memorize those. Think about those when you lie down at night. If you can't sleep, instead of counting sheep, turn those two passages over in your mind. Isaiah 26:3 and John 15:27. What faith-building scriptures they are. And you know, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "Faith comes." How does it come? It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, let's just look at a quick definition of the word peace. In the Old Testament, the word peace is shalom. And shalom carries the sense of being safe, of being sound, of being whole, of having a sense, an overall sense of well-being. To be safe, to be sound, to be whole, to have an overall sense of well-being. Shalom. Shalom is also used as a greeting. And shalom, which is a desire and a wish for that peace, that safety, that soundness, that wholeness, that well-being. Shalom. The New Testament word for peace, which is Greek, is Irene. It's from where we get the female name Irene. So Irene really means peace. And Irene in the New Testament is similar to shalom in the Old Testament. It speaks of an absence of turmoil. It speaks of tranquility, both personal and nationally. It speaks of harmony, an absence of anger and upset and turmoil. Irene, peace. In the scriptures, God is called the God of peace. Romans 16:20. You know, real peace comes from God. He is the source of peace. And I want you to know that our God, the creator of the universe, the sovereign Lord, the one who is superintending, not controlling every detail because he created us with free will, but his ultimate purpose will be fulfilled. He is the sovereign Lord who is superintending the flow of history, making sure that his ultimate plan and purpose will be fulfilled. And simply because of who he is, of his infinite, almighty character, his omnipotent power, and his infinite wisdom, God is at perfect peace. He's not biting his fingernails. He's not wringing his hands. No, on the throne of God, there is absolute and infinite peace. He is the God of peace. In Isaiah chapter 9 and 6, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Isaiah prophesying about the coming Messiah. For unto us a child is born, he said. Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wow. In the Old Testament, God revealed himself as the Lord, our peace. He himself will become our peace. The Lord, our peace. That's in Judges 16, verses 21 through 24, where God revealed himself to Gideon as the Lord, our peace. And of course, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said, he himself is our peace. I want you to know that God himself will be your peace. He will be your refuge in the midst of the storm. He will be your shelter. He will be your protector. He will be your guide. God himself wrote, what is it, Psalm 46. David said, God is our refuge, a present help in time of trouble. God will be your refuge. He will be your peace. Embrace the God of peace in your life today. I want to pray a prayer here in closing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the person who is experiencing anxiety and turmoil, and somebody even feeling that you're on the edge of a nervous breakdown. No. We speak peace to you today. There's a passage in Ephesians 2:17 that says that Jesus came and preached peace, Paul said, to you who were afar off and to those who were near. He came preaching peace. Ephesians 6:15 calls the gospel of peace. And I speak peace to you, my dear one. I speak peace to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, don't miss these episodes this week. about walking in the peace of God in this world of turmoil. I believe it's going to transform some lives. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out the resources there, articles, a bookstore. There is, over on the left side, there's also a link to my blog and a link to a YouTube channel. A lot of things there to greatly bless you. And I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue talking about living in God's peace in this world of turmoil. God bless.